says something about you. And no, this doesn't just apply to you, but to every man who has ever interacted with another human being. From the ancient shaman to the Wall Street banker, the Pope to the gutter punk, all men use clothing and appearance to tell the world who we are. Which means it's worthwhile for you to understand how to use this tool effectively. This book is not for the guy who's simply looking for an outfit that will help him get laid, nor is it for the man who wants to know the one perfect thing he can wear to nail his job interview. While it does contain accurate advice, there are no lists of particular items you need to have in your closet, tutorials on how to tie a tie, or breakdowns of why one pair of boots costs $50 and another can be $5,000. Instead, the purpose of this book is to outline the underlying principles of how clothing affects men and masculinity. Understanding and applying those principles will take you far beyond looking like you've been dressed by an image consultant in one of his 5 iterations of acceptable clothing, and into the realm of being well-dressed all the time. The ultimate goal of your appearance is to use aesthetics as one of many means to help accomplish your desired ends. Are you trying to find and marry the perfect woman? Clothing won't do it for you, but it can help. On the other hand, if used poorly, clothing can hinder that pursuit. What about establishing yourself within your career, getting in better shape, making better friends, or any other improvement most of us are interested in? Clothing doesn't do all the heavy lifting, that's still up to you, but it can supplement or counter your other efforts to make yourself a better man. The key to dressing well is establishing a wardrobe that is consistent with both your realities and your aspirations. Perhaps you're the kind of man who is content to dress solely in a way that reflects who you are. Do people expect more of you? Do they treat you any better this year than the year prior? Do they help you as you aspire and work to be better, or try to convince you that any change you make to your life will either be temporary or not worth it? When people don't see physical evidence of your aspirations, it's easy for them to treat us like they always have, and to believe we don't expect anything better of ourselves. Or maybe you merely dress to impress but feel as though, if others knew the truth, they'd see you as a fraud, someone without integrity, honesty, or consistency, at least between the appearance you present to the world and the man you truly are. When people don't see any congruence between the person we advertise ourselves to be and who we really are, they believe us to be dishonest, disingenuous, and untrustworthy. Dressing well contains an element of both congruence and aspiration. It tells the world, particularly the people who matter most in your world, who you are and where you're headed. It projects honesty and ambition. This rationale is not to be confused with the idea that your appearance is a primary factor in building status, attracting women, leading other men, taming nature, creating empires, or accomplishing any other masculine goal. While appearance is important, its role is secondary, and any man with a too glaring inconsistency between his appearance and his core characteristics will easily be spotted as a fake. At the same time, you should treat your style as an aspirational endeavor. We'll dive more into the logistics of this throughout the book, but for now, suffice it to say that whenever you find yourself seeking to improve your station or change your character, one of the easiest and most effective changes is altering your wardrobe. By making such a visibly drastic change at the beginning of your metamorphosis, you will be able to fulfill 2 different purposes. 1, communicating your growth easily and directly with those who already know you, and 2, reminding yourself that you are on a mission to be different than the man you once were. Absorbing the principles within this book will help you understand the historical significance and current importance of the male appearance, how it can be used in dealing both with other men and with women, how it can be used to initiate and complement other aspects of self-improvement, how a positive relationship with appearance can improve your life overall, and how to quickly and effectively make the right changes in both mindset and attitude necessary to dressing well. Do you already have areas in your life where you're powerful? Great! Let's figure out how to build upon or shore up that existing power by improving your appearance. Are there parts of your life where you wish you had more? Excellent! Then let's start using your appearance, your clothing, and your grooming to help you build that up as well as you can. Your clothing and style won't ever create value for you. The best they can do is magnify it. However, that magnification can be very real and have a dramatic impact on your life. Chapter 2: Why Appearance Matters. Men in the Western world have an entirely confused relationship with the way we look. We either write it off as almost entirely unnecessary and superfluous, give it no attention whatsoever, or we see it as our key defining character trait, all of which place it entirely out of context. For some reason, we have this false binary in our heads. We see appearance from a moral context, as in good versus bad, but the reality is that it exists entirely in the realm of effective or ineffective. Take, for example, the biggest boogeyman in sartorial circles across the world, cargo shorts. For the most part, those who prioritize comfort over aesthetics, those